Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Shavuos, Perik Hey, Mishnah Hey. Once again, we're looking at cases where there's a mixture of both knas and mamonis. There are payments that compensate the person for a loss and payments that are a penalty. Someone steals something from someone else, so obviously you have to return it, and he also may have to pay kefil, meaning whatever it's worth, he would have to pay double the amount. So Reuven goes to Shimon and says, Shimon, genafte shayri, you stole my axe. V'weimer, Shimon answers, like genafti, and steal it. Reuven says, mashbiyacha ani, I impose a shvuah on you that what you said is true. V'yomar, and Shimon says, no problem, amen. Later he admits that he swore falsely, chayev, he has to bring a carbon. I maybe only meant the kefil, which is knas, not the original amount. No, we say Pashtus, he wants the original amount over here. It says it's Pharisee Yisrael, even Reb Shimon, who in the previous Mishnah said, no, Mastami wants the Knas because the Knas is a set amount. It's 50 shekel. And the Baishas of Pagam, you have to start assessing how much it is, stop fighting over it. But that doesn't apply over here because the Mammon Chelik also has a set amount. If the Shar is worth 50, so he has to pay 50 for the Shar and another 50 for the Kefil. So there's no reason to suspect that Reuven doesn't want his value of the shar over here. And the Mela, once you lie about the actual value, not about a knas, you have to bring a carbon. Suppose he says, genafti, I stole the axe, I would like to vachti, but I didn't shecht it, I didn't sell it. Now, a person who steals an axe and then shechts it or sells it has to pay, as you know, five times the amount. Five times the amount includes the double payment for stealing it plus another triple payment for shechting and selling it. And Reuven says, oh yeah, you didn't shecht it or sell it? Mashbiyacha ani. I impose a shvuah on you that what you say is true, that you didn't shecht it or sell it. V'yomer amen, and he says amen. And then it turns out he admits that he swore falsely. But the ma'aseh potter. Because what did he deny over here? Here he clearly denied the knas. He admits that he stole it, that he owes him the money for the shar. He only denies the knas pot. And on that, as we explained, there is no carbon. Weiter. Reuven says to Shimon, Hamas Sharcha es Shairi, your axe killed my axe, and you have to pay for the damage. Vuamaloy Hamas, and he says, no, my axe didn't kill your axe. I don't owe you anything. Really, Mashbiachani, I impose a shvuah on you that what you say is true. V'yamar Amen, and he says Amen. Later he admits that it wasn't true. His shar did kill his axe. Chayiv, because this is a claim for the value of the shar. It's not a knas. But suppose Reuven says to Shimon, Hamas Sharcha es Avdi, your axe killed my Eved. For that, the Torah says there's a set amount, a knas of 30 shekel. Vuhoimer loy Hamas, and he says, no, no, my shar didn't kill your Eved. And he says, Mashbiyacha, and I impose a shvuah on you that what you say is true. Vuhoimer Amen, and he says, Amen. And later he admits he swore falsely, Potter, because over here, what he swore about was knas. We know that the Shloishim Shekel is a knas because it's not based on value. It's not based on worth. Anytime it's a set amount, we know it's a knas. Because value has to be up or down. We have to look to see what the actual damage is. Next case. Omer Loi. Reuven says to Shimon, Chaval to be, you hit me, v'yasisa bi chabura, and you wounded me. There's all kinds of payments he has to make. There's nezek, how much he's worth less. Tsar, his pain, Ripui, his medical expenses, Shevis, the wages he loses while he's recovering from the injury, Boishas, the shame. And these are all considered mamon, compensation. It's not a knas. So he says, you owe me these things. V'hu Aymer, he answers, Loi chavalti, I never hit you, V'loi yisisi b'cha chabur, I never inflicted a wound on you. Mashbiachani, I impose a shvu on you, the way you say is true, that you didn't hit me or wound me, V'yamar Amen, and he says, Amen. And later he admits that he lied, Chayiv, because as explained, this is all about mamonis. However, Amalai Avdai, if Shimon's Eved says to him, and this is an Eved Kanan, he palta ashini, you knocked out my tooth. V'semisa es eina, you blinded my eye. And I'm sure as you remember from Parshas Mishpatim, that means that he has to be set free. And Shimon says, Loi palti v'loi semisi, it's not true. I never knocked out your tooth. I didn't blind your eye. Mashbiachani, and the Eved says to him, I impose a shvuah on you that it's true, that you never knocked out my tooth, or you didn't blind my eye. V'amar amen. and he says Amen, and then it turns out he lied Potter. Even if Shimon admits later that he swore falsely, he doesn't have to pay because he denied a knas. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kala mashalam al piatzmai. Anyone who has to pay, even if he admits, chayiv he's chayiv. Those are mumminous. If you owe someone money, it doesn't help that you admit, you still have to pay. It's nice of you to admit, but you still have to pay. Anyone who does not have to pay, if he admits, that means it's a knas, and therefore, even if he swears, potter, he is potter. So we have three cases over here where we have to figure out if it's mumming, if it's compensation, or if it's knas. Let's run through the dialogue again. You stole my shor. No, I didn't. Amashbiyu, amen. He's chayiv. But you stole my shor. And he answers, yes, 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 that's true. But I didn't shecht it, I didn't sell it. Yeah? Amashbiyu, that's true. You didn't shecht it or sell it. And he says, amen, here he's potter, because that's a knas. The extra amount over the value is a knas. Next case. Your shor killed my shor. It's not true. Mashbiyachani, amen. Chayiv. That's mumminous. Your shor killed my evid. It's not true. Mashbiyachani, amen. Turns out he's lying, potter, because the shloshim shekel for an evid is a knas. Case number three. You hit me and you made a wound in me. You have to pay. Nezek, tzar, ripui, shevus, abayish, depending on the circumstances. It's not true. I never inflicted a wound in you. Mashbiyachani, amen. Turns out he was lying. He admits he's lying, chayiv. This is money that he lied about. It's compensation. But if his evid says, you knocked out my tooth, you blinded my eye, I have to be set free. And he says, no, I didn't. Mashbiyachani. And he says, amen. Potter. Because this is a knas. The rule is, whenever it's a case of where admitting doesn't help, that's mumminous, and he would be chayiv, shvuas apikadon, if it turns out he lied. And where if he would admit he's potter, that's a raya, that it's a knas, it's a penalty, it's not payment for damages, and the melee wouldn't be chayiv this carbon for swearing falsely.